All right, welcome to the drive to stay alive. Indeed, some days are diamonds, some days are rocks. Well, my friends, I've had a couple of diamonds lately. It doesn't really matter to you out there in the world as far as when these are recorded, because they just get released pretty much like whenever I have a chance to work on them. And the most recent episode that's posted online could have been recorded months ago. Just kind of the way it works. Life's busy, shit happens, and just kind of get sidetracked and everything like that. And I always do apologize for never staying like that up to date, because I have everybody know just how much, because life changes and just, you know, cliche, but how much life changes in like a blink of an eye. And so this was a very intended, you know, not only to be personal therapy, but also just kind of be like an online, like a kind of a running journal where I'm able to kind of go back and look at, what was my life like back, you know, January 18th of 2013? And that given week, I could just be like, oh yeah, listen to this and be like, wow. So, that having been said, let me document my life Memorial Day weekend 2013. This could have possibly been the best weekend, like in LAT, which of course is shorthand for Life After Timmy. It's just kind of really hard to enjoy life now. But every now and then, like, you get reminded about how amazing life still is. And it's just kind of like that little shimmer of hope in just like an otherwise like cloudy sky, that it's like, you know, there is like sunshine ahead. There are some days out there coming up where it's just gonna be nice out. It's not always cloudy and gloomy and shit like that. So while my future honestly still hasn't changed much, like, are we 6 months into this? As if I started in October. Fuck, I'm like 7 months into this. Like I started sometime in October, maybe November, whatever. I'm not gonna work that out on the air, but it's the fact that, like, you know, I've been doing this 6 months plus, and I can't say that life is really any better than kind of what it was when I first started this. I don't think I've really figured a whole, I should say that. I figured a lot out as far as things about my life and things how to make it better and kind of what I'm doing wrong. But I'm still stuck in just the, you know, the thinking phase. I haven't really done much in my life to kind of change that. But now we're getting sidetracked a little bit. We're talking about how every now and then something happens. You know, like, this thing has been mostly about the bad stuff in my life. I think it's time to, you know, celebrate the good. Because good shit does happen to good people. And it's just like, if there's one word that best sums up my weekend, my Memorial Day weekend, it's random. I didn't go into this weekend trying to get involved in any of these circumstances. It's just one of those things that just kind of like, you just go with the flow, and then just kind of like, shit happens, man. You're just kind of like, you sit back and you're like, holy fuck, did that just happen? Start off with Friday. Now, Friday, a long weekend is always incredible. I think so, because it's like you get off of your normal job, a nice little 3 days to kind of just, you know, just a nice little break, get away from the norm. And Friday night, hung out with my boy JD, and it's been a long time. It was like one of those things we were talking to about how, like, has it really been that long since we, like, hung out with each other? And it's just like, man, like, what the hell am I doing? Like, I spend so much time, like, doing other shit, and I forget to hang out with my friends. And I lose touch with a lot of people that I probably shouldn't be losing touch with. Like, I have a lot of really good friends. But I just fall victim to wanting to do my own shit all the time. And working two jobs never helps. But it's just like, I was hanging out with them. I'm like, what the hell, man? Why do I go 3 months in between talking to this guy? Or, like, why is it at once every, you know, 6 months or something that we hang out? Like, it shouldn't be like that. I should make more time for other people, I guess. Because even though there are things that I did this weekend that I definitely enjoyed, it was the people that I was with that really made it a good time. So it's just like another reminder that life isn't about things. Life is about experiences and friends and family and everything. So I got a nice, nice, healthy reminder of that. So hanging with my boy JD, and what was the Brewer game? Honestly, I don't remember if they won or lost. I think they won that game. I'm second guessing myself whether or not they actually won that game. I think they did. It's kind of hard to tell these days because the Brewers are just losing like crazy. Like, so if they happen to win, it's like, oh, you think I'd remember it because all they do is losing these days. But it's like I just kind of maybe block it out of my mind. Or maybe I think it's come to the point where it's like that kind of shit's not important to me anymore. Like, who fucking cares about a baseball game? Like, I got better things to do with my life than to worry about something I can't control. So I have learned and grown a whole lot. Like, I just... But it was one of those kind of nights where it's just like, I really didn't have any expectations. I just kind of wanted to hang out with my friend. And then it's one of those things, like, he goes, hey, man, want to come out for a beer, like, after the game? Like, and I'm like, yeah, you know, I'll do one. Famous last words. No, I'll just, you know, maybe I'll stay out till midnight or whatever like that. Like, oh, I don't want to stay out till bar close. I got things to do tomorrow morning, whatever like that. Famous last words. And, of course, stay out till bar close. But just, like, ended up, when I'm myself and just kind of free and loose and confident and all that kind of shit, I just attract other people. I just can't help it. And it upsets me to the point where it's like, why can't I always be like this? If I was always like I was Friday night, I'd be like scraping pussy off my face. What? Just sounds wrong. It's a good thing no one listens to this shit. No, like, I'd just be like knee deep in it, because it's like, charismatic and shit, and like, just kind of really fun and just shit. I mean, I get to like sit there like and talk about how good I am. It was a good confidence booster where it's just kind of like, man, But I mean, I was talking to a bunch of dudes too, so it's not let's pretend like I'm the fucking like svelte ladies man just going like, yeah, you know, what's your number? I've got a number for you. Fine. Like, fine's not a number. Be like, yeah, but it rhymes with nine, and nine's a number. No, but just, I was just sitting there just laughing my ass off just at how random I was being with these randoms. And randoms are, it's a coin I termed, I'm sure people have used the word randoms before, but in my life, it's a coin that I termed, a term that I coined to describe my sister's friends, because my sister's just always got like all these random people hanging around, where it's like I've met like once, and she's like, who are these people? Like, there's just people there. Like, she brings to my house, or I'm at her house, and you know, they stop by or something like that. They stop in for 5 minutes and then leave. It's like, what's with these randoms? Like, and then eventually over time, I get to know her friends, and then they're not randoms anymore, and I get to know their real names. And there's some people I know their real names, but I still call them randoms because they're funnier that way to me. So randoms turn out to be like people you hang out with who you don't know, but you sit there and laugh and goof around with them like they're your real friends. And so that's what I did. I hung out with some like randoms. And it was just insane. I wish I could describe it. Like, and that's one of those things. Like, this weekend, like, I was drunk a lot. I'll give you that. That's one of my excuses for not being able to, I guess, aptly describe what the hell happened. So I was drunk a lot. But at the same time, it was more of a feeling than like an actual situation or like a story or anything like that you can tell. It's hard to describe feelings. Like, I know it just felt good. It felt really good to... felt good to feel good. And it sounds stupid. I know I'm going to like listen to this later and be like, the fuck are you talking about? But I spent so much time in the last like 2+ years feeling sad and feeling like shit and just kind of like wishing I was dead and that there's nothing good in life and everything like that. But then to have the opposite happen, it's just really good. So, and then like, you know, I'm just talking to these like other randoms later in the night playing Jenga and shit. And, oh, the bartender at this place, smoking hot too. So it was good for morale, as they say. So that was just like an absolute bonus. And then that's one of the reasons why they have hot bartenders is for guys like me that are just sitting there like, oh my, like, you know, just checking out the women's and just being like, it's like being at a strip club foreshadowing that, is the whole like look, but don't touch mentality. In the strip club, don't touch because you'll get thrown out. In the bar, I guess if I start groping the bartender, they might throw me out too. But it's more of the the reasoning is that the bartender or any hot woman would never want anything to do with me anyway. So it's just kind of like, yeah, look, but don't touch, just because she thinks I'm just like a gross piece of shit. But... wasn't I talking about how I was feeling good? Am I, you know, confidence was up and all that kind of stuff? Yeah, so where did that come from then? But yeah, that's Friday. Friday, just pretty awesome. So I'm like, oh, shit. I'm out till like 4. something in the morning. Have to work at 2 Saturday. And I've been really tired lately. Just like more than usual. It's like I don't get a whole lot of sleep in my life anyway. I'm always just like up until like 12:30, 1 a.m., 2 a.m. and up at like 7:30, 8 o'clock in the morning. I get like 6 hours max, I guess. And I was just kind of like, I slept in Saturday morning. And like I felt like waking up Saturday, there's a lot of stuff I probably could have or should have done, but I blew them off to be able to lay there in bed and do nothing. And it was absolutely fantastic. Two of the greatest things, I think, in the world. Actually, I guess I could just sum it up into one. Is the times when you should be doing something, but you're not. And that sounds like very vague, but let me put it in this scenario. When you take like a day of vacation from work to do nothing. And it's not like, see, sometimes if you take it to go on a trip and you're traveling and you're trying to pack all sorts of stuff into one day in order to maximize your vacation time. And it's like, you get back from your vacation and you almost feel like you didn't take a vacation because you're still like stressed out because you just tried to do so much. Granted, you had fun, but you didn't relax. And when I took off work for my birthday, that's how it felt. I didn't have any plans. I just kind of made it up as I went along. It ended up being like one of the better days of my recent life. Well, that's another thing too, I guess. Yeah, I turned 32. About 3 weeks ago now or something like that. And so, yeah, I'm another year older. Hooray. But, oh well. Another year, I'm not, I guess, married or something like that. It's kind of how I look at it now. But it's the feeling that it's like the whole day, I was like, you know what? I should be at work right now, and I'm not. And that's awesome. Like, that was my whole mentality. And so that's kind of how I felt Saturday morning when I woke up, just kind of thinking like, you know, I had planned to, you know, I had to go shopping and, you know, there's a couple things I needed to do. But I didn't do them. Like, I decided instead, like, I just want to lay in bed and do nothing. And we just need to do that. Everybody should take the time out of their lives and just take a step back and just stop doing things. Not to the detriment of yourself or society, or I'm not saying if you have kids, like, don't care for your kids, or, you know, I mean, just do it for an hour, 2 hours, half a day. Just kind of shirk off all your responsibilities and everything that just kind of weighs you down and just relax. Just kind of let everything go for a little bit. You can pick it up again later. That's fine. But I got a renewed, and I think that's what kind of led to the rest of this weekend being so good, is the fact that I just kind of let myself go for a little bit. Just really kind of hit the reset button. And it was really fucking nice. And then the other thing is that I have a love-hate relationship with 3 o'clock, like Saturday baseball games. This day it worked out really well. Because I had gone out to the bar the night before and stayed out till like 3, 4 a.m., whatever like that. And you'll get to bed around 4:30 or something. I was able to kind of sleep until 10 and still get my normal 6 hours of sleep. But it meant that, like, I didn't have to be at work till 2. So it's kind of sad. I just bummed around. And then you get out of work by, like, 6-ish. Which still gives you plenty of time to do something that night, which is what I'm going to get into when this recording, I don't know what, you know why I mentioned that, because it's like, to you, it's instantaneous, but for me, it's like when I resume this, on my drive, well, normally home, but I drive to the ballpark tonight, because teasing myself right now, but what happens Saturday may be one of the better moments in my otherwise very pathetic life. The fact that this moment is so fucking cool is almost kind of sad, because I should have way more experiences like this to talk about than to just cling to this one and be like, oh, at 32, like, wow. So, pretty much feeling really good right now. Not feeling good that I gotta go to work. Who would? Fuck work. It was nice. The extended weekend was amazing. Kind of wish that I could take a couple more days off. But with less than 2 months to go until Afterglow, although it doesn't feel like summer outside yet, I'm definitely... I'm definitely closing in on some of the better parts of my entire year. So that's always nice to look forward to. And motherfucker! Somebody's in my goddamn parking spot! The fuck is this shit? Every fucking day I park in spot 4. I fucking hate this when someone goddamn gets up in my business and just be like, oh yeah, yeah, I'm gonna park here. Like, motherfucker, that's where I fucking park. See? Shit like this, for whatever reason, just drives me up the fucking wall. Like, you know, shit can, like, be all cool driving here to work, and then it's like some little fucking shit like this just really fucking throws me off the fucking rail. Hell of a way to kind of get me, I guess, ready for work. Just one little fucking thing that sets me off, and then so all the fucking dominoes, like, fucking fall down. Jesus Christ. Well, I'm late from work. I really don't give a shit right now. And as you can tell, this day is probably not going to go well now. God damn it. Oh well. Son of a bitch. Well, I guess we're going to go ahead and then call this the first half of the drive to stay alive. We'll pick you up in about 7 or so hours, and hopefully by then I won't be as upset about a stupid fucking parking spot. And I'll be able to get more into detail about the thing that I teased myself with, and how this weekend was one of the greatest in recent memory. So we'll see you later on the drive. All right, well, welcome to the return of the Drive to Stay Alive. Almost forgot to record this part of it, because I guess I'm just a little rusty, man. Haven't recorded, like I said at the beginning of this, in easily 2 months solid. And I know just a couple... Here's a little glimpse into the process, but 8 hours some ago for me, moments, just mere moments for you, future Scott, I guess, that's going to be listening to this, listening to past Scott, that I really kind of teased at the next thing I'm going to be talking about. But then I realized why this format works of the Drive to Stay Alive. Generally speaking, the first half of it is very reactionary, very kind of, I get fired up a little bit, because I have my topic in mind that I'm going to talk about, and I kind of, you know, lay everything out on the table, you know, things like that. And then the second half, I have time to think. Time to think about what I said this morning. Time to maybe take a different stance on it. Just to relax a bit. And more I thought about this while I was at work today, the more I thought, and this doesn't work well for a podcast, but some things are just better left unsaid. Like, I would love to go into full detail about the incident on Saturday night. And it's nothing bad. Like, I'll just clear it up at that. It's nothing that... I was just an observer. So it's nothing that's damaging to my character or probably even somebody else's character. It's nothing that has never been done before. But I think it's one of those things. It's like seeing the shark in Jaws in the first, like, 5 minutes. The reason why the movie Jaws is such an effective movie is because you only get glimpses of the shark. You only get kind of an idea how big it is and how menacing and dangerous it is. And when you finally get to see it, it's like, holy fuck, that thing's insane. It's because you were scared by the thought of it more than you were the actual thing. I mean, that's gone from movies today. With the invention of CGI and all the special effects and everything like that, you rarely, if ever, unless for budgetary reasons, that's why I love some like independent like sci-fi films or horror films that don't have the money to show you everything. So they hint at it. They kind of like have to kind of dance around it. And then actually they get, like Jaws, it makes it for a more effective movie. Just because you can do something doesn't mean that you should do it. I could sit here and go into full detail about why Saturday was hopefully a night that I'll never forget, and an image in my head that I hope stays there forever. But just because I can do it doesn't mean that I should. And so I think I might just leave it at that. So I will always be listening to this, knowing exactly what I'm talking about. You, on the other hand, I'm sorry, but I'm gonna leave you with your imaginations. Because you're sitting here going in your head going like, Jesus, like, of all the shit that I've talked about on this podcast over the past 7 months, I really haven't left anything out. I've been pretty damn truthful about everything and just kind of really like laid it all on the table. And for me to now just decide to, I guess, not do that anymore, it's like a complete departure from what this was supposed to be, which is like a confessional slash journal slash therapy session. So if you're hiding things from your journal, from your therapy, it's not good. That's not the intention of this. But I think I'm doing the right thing here. Mostly because, while I did say before that it's not damaging to somebody's character, or it's nothing that will, like, it's nothing that you've never not done before. It's not like it's a complete shock. And all of a sudden you're just like, oh, you know, brr, you know, you're going to picket in the village square and chase people out of town with pitchforks and flames going like, oh, how dare you, and throw the scarlet letter up on them and just be like, yeah, that's not acceptable, and boo, you know. So it's nothing like crazy like that. I guess it made me think today, because it's more of the fact that, like, it's hard. It's so hard to describe. But it's just kind of, it's more along the lines of, when it comes to me, it's pathetic and embarrassing in a roundabout way. Because at this point in my life, it should not be as exciting and as special as it was. And I think I'm gonna leave it at that. Because I really shouldn't be dwelling in the past anymore. Like, yeah, memories are cool. Things that you did in your life, awesome. You always gotta be looking towards the future, man. Like, I had, like I said, it's all about the Memorial Day weekend. Reconnected with a bunch of friends. Did some good things, made some money. Had a lot of fun. Probably drank a little too much. But the most important thing I think I learned, just kind of while chilling out today, like in between, like I said, recording the first half of this episode and now, is if I figure out, or if I keep maybe doing this and just kind of piece my life together a little better, or at least work on a lot of things in my life, the feeling that I had Saturday and then just the immense high that I was on, I should be able to experience that kind of thing more often. And it kind of made me think that I'm really missing out on the real joys in life. I've got a lot of, like, artificial highs, be it from, you know, alcohol or caffeine or stimulus or anything like that, like, where, yeah, you feel good, but it's a feeling, like, in your head, or a feeling in your pants. Or, yeah, and that's where I went, of course. But, like, it wasn't just this all-around, like, euphoric, enveloping good that you can really only get when you feel something in your heart. And I'm not necessarily just talking about just love or any other shit that you feel like that, but just that feeling you get when you are, like, totally at peace and you kind of stop caring about anything else except being in the moment. And it's a hard thing to do. There's a reason so many people are so stressed out and people just have problems and everything like that, because there's just, like, a lot of shit wrong with the world and wrong with your life. And it's like, when you have that moment of clarity and just a general sense of ease and the worry goes away and you live every single second of every minute of every hour not worrying about what happened before, what's gonna happen next. And you just kind of live in the moment. I know, like, it sounds so easy to do, but if it was so easy to do, everybody would fucking do it. So it's just a general philosophy. And that's kind of what I've been trying to do, this whole drive to stay alive, is changing the way I think. Changing my philosophy. Changing the way I live. And when you change the way you think, change the way that you live, you'll change who you are. So I could become a completely different person just by thinking and acting differently. I'll always be me, but a different kind of me. At the core, I'm Scott Reck, the Iceman. Like, I am who I am based upon my schooling, my religion, my family, my upbringing, society, my life experiences, my memories. All, you know, all those things shape who you are. So it's like I can change certain things about me, but deep ingrained inside of me, I'm always going to be that person. It's hard to escape who you are. And I'm not trying to. I'm very proud of who I am. Are there things I'd like to change? Of course. What do you think we've been talking about here? There's a lot of things I want to change. But I don't have to change everything. At my core, I am a good person. I have a lot of great things to offer, not only the world, but, like, other human beings. And by other human beings, too, I include, like, romantic partners. Like, there's no reason I shouldn't be in a relationship with someone else. There's no reason why I should be scared to do it. I don't know. I don't think I'm scared. That's the thing I don't understand. I completely don't understand. It's like, I love women. If that was ever called into question, we're teasing again, Saturday night. If that was ever called into question, Saturday night is a clear indicator that I am all about the women. I don't think I could ever think I could never think otherwise. So, but there's some kind of disconnect, and that's, I think, not to always talk about girls and everything, but I think that's where I'm missing in my life, and just a connection where it's like, I have what I've been going on. I got something on one side, right? Oh, I got something on one side, like everything, like myself, everything I know, everything I do. Then I have my goals and everything I see in the future and everything that like I kind of want to be, where I want to be, what I want to be on the other side. It's the bridge in the middle, or the method of getting from one side to the other. I've been lacking that my entire life. And I can point you several examples, countless examples. Every job I've ever worked, I work it because it's like, I don't know, like, I don't really have anything better to do. I'm kind of missing, I guess, a drive. I'm missing all this in between to get me from one place to the other. And that's that drive to stay alive. It's crazy. I mean, like, I'm proud of myself in a way for coming up with this idea, because it rings so incredibly true. I am looking for a drive to stay alive. A reason. Something to keep me going on a daily basis. And like I figured out some time during this experiment is the fact that like my drive to stay alive is to keep driving. The quest for the answer, I guess, is kind of what I'm looking at right now. Like I'm more intrigued, I guess, by the process of sifting through all this information, that it almost worries me a bit that if I ever do find like what I'm supposed to be living for, or like find happiness, that I'm not going to be happy because I'm going to finally have everything that I need and I'll no longer be searching for it. If that makes any sense at all. So, I don't know, man. I really don't know. I just know that I'm still driving. But things have gotten... If there's one update I'd like to get to, and we'll see, depending on some new information here, but there's one update I'd like to, I guess, make, is that in these last 2 months that I've had, like, haven't recorded, that I haven't kind of been bringing you along for the journey, things have gotten a whole lot better. I don't know really why. If anything, I'd say it's because of the fact that I am, this private therapy session has worked. I guess I can give that some credit. But I think it's more of the fact that I have lightened up a whole lot about everything. This is really kind of talking out my problems and realizing that they're really not problems. And that it, like I said, it is just a matter of changing your mind, changing your perspective, changing the way that you deal with things. And don't sweat the small stuff, and just really kind of don't worry about stuff that you have no control over. It's really helped me chill out a whole lot. And I'm not mad anymore. Obviously, things still get me worked up. Like this morning with the fucking parking spot. For whatever reason, it drives me crazy that I park in the same fucking spot every day at work. And it's just like someone else has to go park there. It's like, don't you just always see my car there and just think, be like, oh yeah, that guy likes to park there. And instead you're just gonna fuck me over and take my spot? Like, yeah, I guess I could just park anywhere, but it's like, so that kind of shit will still make me mad. But I was mad for 2 minutes. I'm talking like overall madness where you're just kind of like, something is in your fucking head and you just lose your shit all the time. Because something just keeps bothering you and it weighs you down and everything like that. So I'm not that kind of mad anymore. I still think I'm like secretly going crazy. I'll be that kind of mad for sure. Like crazy mad. But one of the things, the last update I'll give, probably for the end of this episode, a lot of the reason, and I've talked about this, I know I've talked about this before, a lot of the reason why I have been looking for a drive to stay alive and a purpose in life and everything like that is because my brother died at the age of 24. He seemingly had no purpose or direction or reason for living. And I don't know. I don't know his thought process. I don't know his innermost secrets. I don't know a lot of that stuff. And I would probably say that I'm never going to know that kind of thing because I can't ask him those questions. Can't find out that information. But today by my dad, I was just handed a stack of notebooks. About 8 notebooks maybe. With things that he wrote down. Song lyrics. His feelings. What he was thinking. During the last maybe even couple weeks of his life. When he was at his worst. And I do want to know what's in there because I would like a better understanding. But it's the whole thing of I guess unwrapping a present. You say like what you don't know. It's like a mystery. What you don't know can probably just drive you crazy. It's a fucking mystery, I guess. And it can, as long as you can't see what's in there, you don't know what you're gonna get, I guess. But that can be maddening. But once you're faced with like, you know, it could be good or bad. But once you open it up, the good or bad goes away. Or the mystery, I guess you say the mystery goes away. And you're left with just the good or the bad. So if I open these journals and I get nothing but bad, I don't know how I'm going to handle that. I don't know if that's even healthy for me to know. Is it, and this is maybe even a topic for like a whole different day because there's a lot to unpack here. But is it better to live not knowing the answer or to live knowing the wrong answer, like the answer that you didn't want to know? So, I don't know what to do with that. It's probably right now, knowing what I could be in for is the most terrified that I've been since right after he died and when I kind of looked at life and said like, well, where do I go from here? Just like completely lost and alone and afraid and all that kind of stuff. I feel like that again. That I just kind of don't really know. I don't know where to go from here. So, this drive to stay alive is going to keep on driving because so many other places to go in this world, both figuratively and mentally and spiritually, and physically, that who knows, man? So many different directions this can go in. And I just, I don't know what to do. So, but I guess until then, I'm just going to keep driving and keep exploring, keep trying to get some answers, maybe even just trying to figure it out. I don't know. But until then, my friends, you keep driving as well. And take care of yourselves, and hopefully you figured something out that I don't know. More power to you. We'll see. Just keep on driving. Later.